142. O thou dear handmaid of God, praise thou God because thou art favoured at his holy threshold and cherished in the kingdom of his might. Thou art the head of an assembly which is the very imprint of the company on high, the mirror image of the all-glorious realm. Strive thou with heart and soul in prayerful humility and self-effacement to uphold the law of God and spread his sweet savours abroad. Endeavour thou to become the true president of the assemblies of spiritual souls and a companion to the angels in the realms of the All-Merciful. Thou didst ask as to the 10th to the 17th verses of the 21st chapter of St. John the Divine's Revelation. Know thou that according to mathematical principles, the firmament of this earth's brilliant day star hath been divided among 12 constellations, which they call the 12 zodiacal signs. In the same way, the sun of truth shineth out from and sheddeth its bounties through 12 stations of holiness, and by these heavenly signs are meant those stainless and unsullied personages who are the very wellsprings of sanctity and the dawning points proclaiming the oneness of God. Consider how, in the days of the interlocutor Moses, there were 12 holy beings who were leaders of the 12 tribes, and likewise, in the dispensation of the Spirit, Christ, note that there were 12 apostles gathered within the sheltering shade of that supernal light. And from those splendid dawning points, the Son of Truth shone forth even as the sun in the sky. Again, in the days of Muhammad, observe that there were 12 dawning points of holiness, the manifestors of God's confirming help. Such is the way of it. Accordingly did St. John the Divine tell of 12 gates in his vision and 12 foundations. By that great city, the holy Jerusalem descending out of heaven from God, is meant the holy law of God, and this is set forth in many tablets and still to be read in the scriptures of the prophets of the past. For instance, that Jerusalem was seen going out into the wilderness. The meaning of the passage is that this heavenly Jerusalem hath 12 gates through which the blessed enter the city of God. These gates are souls who are as guiding stars, as portals of knowledge and grace, and within these gates there stand 12 angels. By angel is meant the power of the confirmations of God, that the candle of God's confirming power shineth out from the lamp niche of those souls, meaning that every one of those beings will be granted the most vehement confirming support. These 12 gates surround the entire world, that is, they are a shelter for all creatures. And further, these 12 gates are the foundation of the city of God, the heavenly Jerusalem. And on each one of these foundations is written the name of one of the apostles of Christ. That is to say, each one maketh manifest the perfections, the joyous message, and the excellency of that holy being. In brief, the scripture saith, "And he that talked with me had a rod made of gold, that is, a measure, wherewith he measured the city and the gates thereof and the towers thereof." The meaning is that certain personages guided the people with a staff grown out of the earth and shepherded them with a rod like unto the rod of Moses. Others trained and shepherded the people with a rod of iron, as in the dispensation of Muhammad. And in this present cycle, because it is the mightiest of dispensations, that rod grown out of the vegetable kingdom and that rod of iron will be transformed into a rod of purest gold, taken from out the endless treasure houses in the kingdom of the Lord. By this rod will the people be trained. Note well the difference. At one time the teachings of God were as a staff, and by this means the Holy Scriptures were spread abroad, the law of God was promulgated, and his faith established. Then followed a time when the staff of the true shepherd was as iron. And today, in this new and splendid age, the rod is even as pure gold. How wide is the difference here? Know then how much ground hath been gained by the law of God and his teachings in this dispensation, how they have reached such heights that they far transcend the dispensations gone before. Truly this rod is purest gold, while those of other days were of iron and wood. This is a brief answer that hath been written for thee, because there was no time for more. It is certain that thou wilt forgive me. The handmaids of God must rise to such a station that they will by themselves and unaided comprehend these inner meanings and be able to expound at full length every single word. A station where, out of the truth of their inmost hearts, a spring of wisdom will well up and jet forth even as a fountain that leapeth from its own original source.